When a group of high school students from Harlem came to the stage for the youth presentation, Esteban Lazo Hernandez was visibly touched. He is, after all, a principal instigator of the national and international education program in Cuba. He turned away from the lectern, and it soon became clear that his dialogue with the youth would take precedence over his speech.
¿Quién fue Fidel Castro?
Who was Fidel Castro?
¿Quién es Fidel Castro?
Who is Fidel Castro?
Because
this neighborhood is the birthplace of solidarity with Cuba. When he came to the United Nations, and they wanted to take him out of a hotel, and then the solidarity of this neighborhood, and they brought him here for a hotel named Teresa, which I understand doesn't exist anymore. For that reason, this rally of solidarity has so much value for us. For you to have an idea, all the campaigns of lies which are carried out against the Cuban Revolution and particularly against himself. You're a student. Do you believe that if you are told lies and lies and lies, would you learn? Then you learn the lies, but you don't really learn. And if they repeat things to you over and over again through ads and everything, then you have a conditioned reflex in your brains. And then, can you think? You can't think. That's the objective. To create that conditioned reflex in people to prevent them from thinking.
Aside from the essential need to learn critical thinking, Lazo Hernandez told the students that once you know the truth, you must live up to its consequences in your actions and stand for justice. He spoke of the life of Fidel Castro as a model for this commitment.
Do you believe that a man who is born to a rich family and who leaves all of its wealth behind to devote his life completely to the poor and to the humble, can you believe in that person or not? He saw how in a farmer's house there were some planes bombing. That farmer's name was Ramon, and he wrote a letter to Celia in which he said, Celia,
después que vi lo que hicieron
after I saw
Ramon,
what they did against Ramon's house, I have reached the conclusion that my true destiny will be the struggle against the imperialists.
Y ese ha sido,
and that has been his destiny.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Harlem, New York, this is Fred Gwynn.